Calls for peace in Memphis. I'm Jill Nato, Fox News. Video of five Memphis police officers and the beating that allegedly led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols gets released Friday. Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, at a vigil late Thursday pleading for peace.
I don't want us burning up our cities, tearing up the streets.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not what my son stood for. Man. And if you guys are here for me and Tyree, then you will protest peacefully.
Those officers have all been fired. They each face charges of murder, assault, kidnapping, misconduct, and oppression. All are black, as was Nichols. Oklahoma investigators confirming late Thursday a body found this month is that of missing 4-year-old Athena Brownfield.
According to court documents, Athena passed away on Christmas Day. One of her caregivers, Ivan Adams, allegedly killed her and buried her in an area near Rush Springs. Her death comes as both a shock and heartbreaking to the community.
Katie Arado with Fox TV affiliate KOKH. Brownfield reported missing after a postal carrier found her 5-year-old sister wandering around alone in Sorrel, Oklahoma. Federal authorities have made a number of arrests in a scheme involving COVID relief funds.
The Justice Department on Thursday announcing the arrest of 7 people on conspiracy to commit wire fraud charges in a scheme officials say was designed to defraud the COVID-19 Paycheck Protection Program for $7.5 million. 3 were from Massachusetts, 2 from Georgia, the others from Tennessee and Florida. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Happy to report Earth is still in one piece after an asteroid flyby Thursday night. That asteroid, the size of a delivery truck, it flew safely about 2,200 miles over South America. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Department of Justice says it's hacked the hackers in a takedown of a transnational ransomware gang.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says a major ransomware gang known as Hive extorted more than $100 million from victims, including critical infrastructure, government agencies, hospitals, and schools, before the group was infiltrated by the FBI that provided encryption keys to victims, saving them from making ransom payments.
Since July of last year, we provided assistance to over 300 victims around the world, helping to prevent approximately $130 million in ransom payments.
The FBI also seizing 2 ghost servers in L.A. and the dark web website associated with Hive, with investigations into the group, its members, and others ongoing. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
California saw a nearly 600% increase in fentanyl seized by law enforcement in 2022 compared to the year prior. The DEA's Bill Bonner warns fentanyl's often designed to look like other drugs.
Because of the deception involved in the distribution of fentanyl, specifically fake pills and cocaine mixed with or mistaken for fentanyl, providing education and building awareness is the number one thing we can do to immediately reduce the threat to the public.
Several agencies out now with a new public service campaign.
One pill can kill. Fentanyl is death in disguise. One pill can kill. And you can't rewind.
Law enforcement officials say at the rate fentanyl use is going, if it hasn't impacted your life yet, it soon will. The owners of Club Q say they're redesigning the Colorado Springs LGBTQ club. It was the site of a mass shooting that saw 5 people killed. One member of the club's board says they'll redo it respectfully with honor for those lost. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.